Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Radio Capicu, the first Latino talk show on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. ¿Qué pasa, mi gente? What's going on? This is your boy, George Torres, the Urban Jíbaro, and you are now tuned in to the Capicu Show here live on Blog Talk Radio desde los Nueva Yores. I just really want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. I want to let you know that we're very happy to be here. Well, I'm very happy to be here. Somebody will be joining us in a couple of minutes, but I'm very happy to be here tonight. Real quick before we get started, just wanted to let you know blogtalkradio.com/radiocapicu is the URL. If you're listening, you can listen on your smartphone, Apple iPhones, Android, Windows, and BlackBerry devices just by going to the website blogtalkradio.com/radiocapicu. You could also join us in the chat and hit us up on Twitter at the Capicu Culture, at Capicu Culture. That's what it is. And I wanted to take a moment to introduce my lovely co-host. What's up?
Lovely introduction. What's going on, mi gente?
The red carpet is rolled out for you right as you walk in.
As it should.
What's going on? We're back on the air.
Yes.
Okay. We're back on the air. I was just telling everybody how they can connect with us. Also, if you have any show ideas, you can hit us up at radiocapicu@gmail.com. Our Twitter is @capiculculture. And we're about to hit that 4,000 mark. It's looking good.
Nice.
Looking good. There's a lot of good news. Just to get it set off real quick. I just want to let everybody know that we have another record-breaking podcast. Our last show, which was Living Two Lives, The Corporate Mommy?
Yes, The Corporate Mommy.
Which was your idea. Happens to be the most downloaded show in the history of Capicu.
Woo! I think we need an aplauso for that.
What? You got it. We're talking about, and I sent you the numbers a little while ago, we're talking about almost like 5,000 downloads and the month is not even over yet. So that's an awesome thing. And that's not even counting iTunes numbers because we cannot see iTunes numbers, but we can see what comes directly to the website. Just want to let people know that if they want to connect with us directly, you could join blogtalkradio.com and create a listener profile. That way you get reminders for our show and other great shows that are here on the Blog Talk Radio platform. So what's going on with you, Nina?
I'm just, I was really caught off guard with those numbers. I'm very happy. Besides the fact that it was an idea of mine and it was inspired by Everyday Talk, and I think that's, like, we say and we stress about our show is that, our ideas come from you all. It comes from our daily lives. It comes from the lives of our listeners. And that's why we encourage and we stress for you all to contribute and give us the ideas that you have, because I mean, this is what you want to, we want to talk about what you want to talk about, if we want to talk about what we want to talk about, then we just have a phone call, right?
Let me tell you something. If I wanted to talk about what I wanted to talk about, this would be a whole different show.
Yes, likewise. And it'll probably be on After Hours, but that anything.
It'll be After Hours on a different channel. Speaking of which, talking about community, people in the community reaching out and letting us know things, and I think that these things are really important. It's no secret, tomorrow is September 11th. And, you know, we are from New York, so there's a certain mood that hit New York this week. And there's been, like, one thing after another. I mean, this week has been really crazy in New York as it is. We had tornadoes hit parts of Brooklyn, Queens, and Long Island over the last couple of days. We have 9/11 tomorrow, and what one of the listeners really wanted to reach out and talk to me about, and we don't have, you know, we don't have a great expansion on it today, but it's to talk about World Suicide Awareness Day, which is today. They wanted to let us know that, you know, World Suicide Prevention Day is observed every September 10th to promote worldwide action to prevent suicide. There's events and activities held all over the country, and basically, you know, to raise awareness about suicide, because this is kind of like the beginning of the season where people start getting depressed, like just before holiday. You know, going into the holidays, it's very important that people are aware, how they can play a key role in helping prevent suicide with people that they love and people around them. The events and activities for World Suicide Prevention Day include the launching of new government initiatives to prevent suicide, conferences, open days, educational seminars and public lectures, media programs, memorial services and candlelight ceremonies to remember people who have died from suicide, for loved ones, cultural and spiritual events, fairs and exhibitions, and a lot more information. I mean, you can go to there's a website that actually started the same year that I founded, So Cristo for Your Soul. And it's funny because they haven't redesigned the site since then. I thought it was kind of interesting. But it's suicidehotlines.com. Suicidehotlines.com has a listing for every single suicide hotline in every single state of the United States. And that number is 1-800-SUICIDE. And it's toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, completely confidential. You could reach somebody that could help either you or someone you love. If you're dealing with, you know, if you happen to suspect somebody that you love is suicidal, you could actually get information on how you can help them. Very serious stuff, you know.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, you know, being the season. It's also, you know, back to school, and we saw that Columbia student, unfortunately, about a week and a half ago, take their life as well. The semester hadn't even started yet, you know. So this is so much pressure, especially for our young people these days. And there are so many programs out there and outlets to be heard and to get help. So,
Absolutely.
A site like that is great. I know here in New York, 1-800-LifeNet is a major provider for that. For suicide prevention and assistance. So thank you for bringing that up, and to our listener who brought awareness to that as well.
Yeah, her name is Lourdes, and she's listening to us from Virginia, Virginia Beach, actually. Big shout out to Virginia Beach. I worry about that kind of stuff because, you know, my two twins just started college this past week. So big shout out to them. Big shout out to Ibarita and DJ Tommy Toons, who's our official Capicu DJ. Ibarita started school at FDU in Madison, New Jersey. And Tommy Toon is chilling in Five Towns getting that media degree. So I'm very proud of them. But, you know, this kind of stuff worries me because that student that you talked about from Columbia University, I think it was NYU. Actually, it was NYU.
Oh, okay.
And it was NYU, and it wasn't even the second day of orientation. You know, so that's I don't know. I don't know if it's the pressure of going into an Ivy League school. I don't know if it was, you know, but that's very concerning. And, you know, as a parent, you worry about that stuff, especially now that I don't have, you know, it's not the same thing. I'm not picking up my kids from and taking them to and from school and everything. Now they're pretty much adults and they're on their own. So it's kind of a weird feeling, but you still, you know, you have that parental thing where you kind of want to still be there and help them and everything, but, you know, you can't be there all the time. Hopefully, you know, you've instilled in your children the ability to come and talk to you and have a relationship where if something is bothering them, they can come and talk to you, or at least they have somebody in their life that they can talk to.
Right.
That could help direct them, you know. So, but I feel pretty confident about that. So, I hope I'm right. But yeah, for those people who, again, that hotline, that website is suicidehotlines.com and life. What is it? Lifenet.com.
1-800-LIFENET. That's the actual hotline to call 24/7 service in New York.
Okay.
Mhm.
Yeah. So that's what it is, people. And like I said, 9/11 tomorrow is, a very sad time. It's been 11 years since the World Trade Center attacks. The conversation, starts stirring up a week early and people start talking about it and getting ready. And, I know a lot of people who lost family and their friends in the World Trade Center. So, it's a really tough time to have any kind of conversation about anything, This week, there was a couple of times this week where I found myself complaining about really dumb things, and I just said to myself, like, wow, there's so many people out there that are really, really have something to complain about. You know what I mean? Like, I'm complaining about working an extra hour at work or not getting a project done or having to stay up or get up early in the morning to start something. And there's people out there that don't even know where their next meal is coming from. I heard a horrible story. Somebody I know, son, went into the doctor for back pain and walked out of the hospital finding out that they had testicular cancer at 22 years old. So, there's so much going on in the world, so you got to really, just kind of recognize your blessings and know what's going on in your life and just kind of appreciate that and try to help somebody else. This is the time of the year that you should be doing random acts of kindness.
Absolutely.
To help other people out.
And not just this time of year, but in general, you should always do random acts of kindness. There's always time and room in the day to do something nice for someone. And then, I always say this. I try to on my statuses on Facebook or whatever. Giving someone a compliment or smiling or saying hello, you never know how far that can go for a person in their day.
I told you that you were beautiful because I was trying to get you to do something on video, and you were like,
because you were trying to do something to try and manipulate me. That's why.
I really meant it. Obviously, I wouldn't put my brand on something if I didn't think you were good looking enough to carry that brand and make it better.
It's not about my looks. It's not about my talent.
No, it's substance. Listen. The video part, yeah, it's about your look. The radio part, it's all about your talent because they can't see you. Nobody knows what you look like.
Unless they're
on Facebook or Twitter. Unless they follow us on Facebook and Twitter, they have no idea what you look like.
Like,
so on the radio, it's all about your talent.
When you have a face for radio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Changing gears a little bit. So we have a really cool show for you today. We have a singer, a hip-hop singer/rapper that was on MTV Tres Dame Un Break. His name is Loquísimo. He's going to be joining us in a little while, and we're going to be talking to him about his journey and what he's doing, and we're going to listen to some of his music. And you are going to let us know if it's cool or if it's whack or whatever, it happens. But we're going to be able to talk to him about his journey and his struggle as a new artist and what he's got going on and what things are coming up for him as a winner of the show. And we're also going to get a chance to, just get some insight. Just basically, there's a lot of people out there that listen to us. There's a lot of people who send us records all the time that, we kind of don't like. And there's some people that send us records that are really dope, and we want to break them and we want to put them on here so you guys can make the decision. But at the same time, we want to be able to listen to what the artist has to say. We want to find out more about the artist. This is the time to really get to know the artist and build the following. When they're starting up, people who actually watch Dame Un Break have seen this artist go through his trials and tribulations to get where he's going. So. This is really a cool, special time for him. So I want to make sure that we have that conversation with him and, we find out how cool it is to be Loquísimo these days.
Absolutely. And I want to switch up a little bit, too, because I know in the chat a lot of times people are kind of on guest mode, and you always encourage to create an account or just make yourself known, and we want to know who's out there. I'm curious to know because we have Like you mentioned, Lourdes in Virginia Beach. I want to know where else everyone's calling from and where are we getting these downloads from. So if you could shout out, you know, if you want to call in or if you want to put it on in the chat, you know, where you're at right now. I want to see, like, the furthest place. Like, I know we've had listeners in Afghanistan, you know, listening to us in that are in the military, but I want to know the furthest place tonight that we're being heard. Or even this morning, because it could be on the other side of the world and it's the afternoon. So I just want to know exactly, you know, what's going on and where are we being heard at. So.
All right. So for people that want to answer that question, the number is 646-716-7745. The email address is radiocapicu@gmail.com. Twitter is @capiculculture. And we definitely want to hear from you. So let us know and we'll shout you out during the break, you know. Want to give a couple of shout-outs real quick before we get started. I want to give a shout-out to Mia Fromang from Art by Mia, who has sponsored SofritoForYourSoul.com. Over the last couple of days, she's selling amazing artwork. If you get a chance, check her out at Arts by Mia. That's A-R-T-S by Mia.com. Also want to give a shout-out to Flaco Coquito. Now, I talked about this before, but Flaco Coquito is the bomb. Flaco Coquito is this new brand of coquito that's specifically for a healthier person that's trying to live a healthier lifestyle. So it's low sugar, low fat, vegan, and flavored coquitos. And we're going to be doing a lot of events, and there's going to be a lot of coquito flow in this holiday season at the Capicu events. So if you want to know more about Flaco
Coquito. I'm sorry. Does that mean, like, no alcohol?
Actually, what's really interesting about it is that they actually ship the bottles out with no alcohol because of regulations, obviously. But they give you instructions if you're the kind of person that likes a more mature drink. We'll call it that. If you're into the mature version of Coquito, then you could actually go ahead and mix it. But to be honest with you, it tastes good as a virgin drink. I had the white chocolate. I had the dark chocolate or the regular milk chocolate. I had the completely sugar-free or the no sugar-added version. And I also had, my favorite was the tropical. They had a tropical version that's like mangoes and fruits and stuff like that. And it was fruity flavor. And it was kind of good. It was really good. We went over to the Evil Olive bar and we had some baked empanadas and we had coquito tasting. And I even had customers in the store, like they were coming to pick up pizza, you know, testing out the coquito and getting their feedback. It was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool experience. So if you want to find out more about Flaco Coquito, go to flacococuito.com. Tell Cynthia that we sent you from the Capicu show and let her know, and she'll hook you up with the bottles of Coquito for this holiday. And I'm going to tell you right now, order it now, because last year she had a rush during the holiday. And now this year she's actually been pushing up and doing commercials and doing ads on certain Latino websites, including Sofrito for Your Soul. So she's going to get a lot more business this year. So you got to make sure you get your orders in early if you don't want to get left out. Because I ain't going to share. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not sharing. It's not going to happen.
That's it.
I'm a very giving person in many ways, but don't mess with my coquito.
We just
said
it's that time of the year. Random acts of kindness. You're not going to share with your co-host?
I may buy a couple of bottles for some special people. That may happen, but once the stash is established and the gifts have gone out, there's not going to be any sharing. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And also, I want to give a big shout out before we go to break. I want to give a big shout-out to my man, Santiago. So I don't know if you know who Santiago is. He's a digital artist. He does the bomb diggity pinup girl, like crazy like graphic design. He does all kinds of different designs. He had designed me a Mac, my Mac AirBook. He designed a cover of one of my favorite paintings that he has, which is a digital Hiwaro, basically. It's called Man Against the Machine, I believe. Hiwaro Against the Machine, and it's like basically a Hiwaro with a big Puerto Rican machete in his hand fighting against a big Transformer-type robot that's like in the sugar canes. It's like really crazy. It's sick. He designed this MacBook cover for me. And he also designed, you know our friend Jennifer from Queens. He designed her Bustelo iPhone cover. So if you want to know more about this dude, you have to go to SofritoForYourSoul.com. And just click on the banner. It's called riceandbeans.com or riceandbeans.net. I'm sorry. That's riceandbeans with a Z.net. And check out all the stuff that he has. He has amazing stuff for your smartphones, for your Mac, for your for your iPod, whatever. I mean, it's really cool stuff. So go check him out. He's also a big sponsor of the show and of the website. So it's pretty good stuff. So I think that we should go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to our friend Loquissimo from Diamond Break. So what do you think about that?
Awesome.
Sounds good?
Sounds good. Make sure you keep it locked. Don't go anywhere because the show is just getting started.
Yeah, we're just getting started. This is just the beginning.
That's
absolutely.
Good.
Let's see here. Let's you know what? I haven't listened to some DJ Javila in a while. So let's start it off with a little Javila.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Lock me in there.
Plomo Nama. Dominic Records. Ooh. Esto es lo que está. No me hables de roto, tengo. Ubícate lo que con mi metal, oye. Le llegaste, Jiménez. No te metas con nosotros, Palomo. No te metas con la gente que te pueden dar plomo. Suéltalo, Joaquín.
DJ Javi.
Amor me dejó alma y pena.
I got it.
Mira mi gente, señoras y señores, latinos del mundo, ya tú sabes.
¡Wepa!
Yeah.
That's right, mi gente. For real. Hey, it's Monday. Why not? And it's New York City. That's right, mi gente. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Capicu Show here on Blog Talk Radio with your girl, La Sensación de Bloque, Jomaira, and
your boy, the Urban Jíbaro, a.k.a. Tio Cuchifritos. That's right.
So
get it straight.
That's right. If you're just tuning in, we have a really great show tonight for you. We're, you know, been talking about just different things going on in New York City, around the country, and worldwide. And going a little bit more local, we have a special guest that George is about to introduce that I'm excited
That's
about.
Right. Yep. So now everybody knows what MTV Tres is, right? MTV Tres is a bilingual TV platform that promotes urban Latino bilingual culture. So MTV Tres recently did an online competition to find some of the best talent across the country, and they did something called Dame Un Break. And the winner of Dame Un Break this year was no less than this guy named from New York, from the Bronx, who's actually calling us right now from 183rd and Southern Boulevard. So if you want to go and get his autograph, I'm just kidding. He's not going to be there. But he's mad local. He's mad local, and his name is Loquísimo. So give a big shout-out to Loquísimo, who's on the air right now.
Yeah. Loquísimo. Loquísimo directo de la boca del dragón. You know how we do. BX in the building. Thank you for having me in the show.
Absolutely, man. I get out don't break. That's what they told me. They called me up and said, yo, after people, I get out don't break.
Finally, man, you know?
Yep. So tell us a little bit about what you do, man. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, you know, I've been doing this for like, you know, since like 2005, you know, just doing, you know, local shows and, you know, doing, you know, pretty much just, you know, Latin, you know, Latin urban music, you know, reggaeton, hip hop and, you know, stuff like that, just, you know, just talk for the city. So basically, you know, I built like my own fan base here, just, you know, just doing local shows and putting out CDs and mixtapes and, you know, it really helped, you know, when I really, you know, when I heard like the chance about this show that, you know, that they were doing, like, the Diamond Break show, you know, I really thought that it is something that I could, you know, that I could get into and really win, because the fans really, you know, support everything that I do, and you know, and it's just a blessing, man, you know, like once you think about it before you even enter it, you know, you're not even thinking about you're going to win, because you're going against, you know, a lot of people, you know, from the whole country.
All right. So talk to me a little bit about, like, you found out about the competition. So what went through your head? Like, what did you say? Like, I'm going to do this? Or, like, tell
no,
me about I, applying.
No, man, I just saw it. You know, you gotta know, you know, we're here, like, in the Bronx, and everything is so hard over here to do, like, as far as just living over here, you know, and trying to grind, you know, and put like your name out is really crazy out here, because you got like all the, you know, thousands of artists trying to do the same thing here. So it's really hard here to do your thing. But you know, I just give thanks to God that, you know, that I had the way, you know, where I can move around and really, you know, get other people's support on it, you know, because that's the whole thing that I count. Like, the fans is the one that you know, that's going to push you forward. So I just give thanks to like, God, that definitely, you know, that was the whole thing. That fans just went to the website, started voting, you know, and I just got the chance, you know. It's really good. It's really good.
All right. So we're going to hear you in a couple of minutes. We got a couple of tracks that we're going to play for everybody. So this is kind of, this show just became a Loquísimo listening party of sorts. But what I want to really ask you first, before we even listen to the music, what do you think sets you apart from everybody else that's out there? Why did you win?
Well, I think, you know, like, the music that I do is something really different over, like, you know, everybody else is doing, because I'm not really trying to base, like, my music on, you know, on what's hot out there, on like what's playing like on the radio. I really, you know, take time to put, you know, to put like a concept into like, you know, and to put like metaphors like in Spanish and try to make an impact. Not only like on the music side, you know, like on the whole production side, but more on like, you know, like on the content of the lyrics, not something that, you know, that any artist can do right now. Because right now, not like to take from, you know, for like anybody else was doing, because everybody got their own style. But I think, you know, I really put time of the stuff that I do about, you know, trying to make sense, you know, just bring like the whole hip hop culture, you know, like to the Latin, you know, like to the Latin side of it. But I'm talking about like the true hip hop culture. Not just, you know what I'm saying, like people think, you know, that hip hop is just something about partying and stuff like that, but it's more about like a culture, you know. It's far than just, you know, dance and you know, stuff like that. You gotta understand about lyrics and, you know, stories and concepts and, you know, and stuff like that.
All right. Well, this is your time to brag, because this is your moment. There's no other competition here. You won already. They dieron a break. You're here on Capicu, so this is all right now. So this is the time to brag, to let everybody know that you're not leaving. You're not going nowhere. All right.
I'm not a person who really likes to brag, man. I just love what I do. You know, I do this for the fans. I do this for the music, you know, because I love doing what I do. I love recording. I love rapping. I can rap under the train all day. You know, if I gotta get paid, you know, a quarter for every rhyme, I make a million.
All right. So we're gonna go into the first track, right? And this one I think is the one that actually won the competition. It's called Noche Europea.
Noche Europea. Let me tell you, you know, a little bit about the song. The song was produced by a 7-time Grammy winner, Sebastian Christ. You know, and you know, we just shot the video like in L.A., Hollywood. You know, hundreds of models, beautiful models. I had a blast over there. You know, with MTV, they're like great people, positive people. And we had a great time, and then, you know, like the song is something else, man. It got rock, it got cumbia, it got everything. So, you know, I really think you guys are gonna enjoy it.
You notice you threw in that it was beautiful models, so we gotta check out that video at some point. But
oh, man, it's beautiful over there.
All right, so we're gonna listen to the first track. This is Noche Europea by your boy Loquísimo, aquí directamente de Bronx.
Yeah. Loquísimo, de Nueva York para Italia, y taking over.
Si tú te sientes caliente, quiero que lo muevas tú. Yo sé que tú estás en ambiente, quiero que lo muevas tú. Toda Europa está presente, quiero que lo muevas tú. Te gustó y te encantó, quiero que lo muevas tú.
Yo sé que quieres beber gotas al otro día. Aquí se siente el poder, libera tu energía.
Vivo la vida, música, bebida, déjame el amigo estar. Papi, no,
Abróchate bien, disfruta el ride. La forma que goza un momento especial. Otra nota, loquísimo, live.
That was loquísimo, mi gente, those of you that are just tuning in to the Capicool show. And so, loquísimo, we have a couple other questions, and we do have some fan questions that have been coming into the email that George is going to share with us in a bit. But I wanted to ask you, you seem kind of young, youthful, but you said that you've been doing this since 2005. So, you know, when did you actually start, and what were your inspirations behind hip-hop and Latin hip-hop at that?
Well, you know, I started when I was like in high school. So, you know, just doing like the whole, you know, Latin dances and stuff like that. I was like 19 years old, something like that.
Okay.
So, you know, inspiration, you know, just growing up over here. Because the first time that I came to the Bronx, I didn't really speak, you know, English. Well, I didn't speak no English at all.
Right.
So, you know, as soon as you get over here in those times, everything you hear is just, you know, Wu-Tang, you know, Big Pun, and all of that. So, you know, so I just grew up, you know, that's the way that I really started, you know, learning English by listening, just listening to that music, you know, but I didn't even know, you know, like the stuff that they were saying, but just like the beat and everything, you know, and then, you know, throughout the years, I started learning, you know, more, you know, about the life, about the culture and stuff like that. And that's how I got, like, my whole style, you know?
So that's interesting because for what it seems like is that, you know, hip-hop really kind of assimilated you in a way to, you know, to New York and to the culture and kind of brought that back, you know, brought that into you so you can kind of get used to the culture from what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think, you know, like the music that I do, you know, I don't want to base it more like local, like on regular hip hop. Cause you gotta understand, we come from another country. You know, Latinos, we really happy people. We really like to, you know, go out, you know, drink things and stuff like that. So, you know, so whatever, you know, I try to make, you know, a song for every, you know, type of occasion. You know, it's not only, you know, party music, but you gotta be able to be flexible, you know, as an artist. But, you know, you gotta be able to make those singles, you know, and also make, you know, like, you know, music for the people who can really know about the culture, you know?
Absolutely. So tell me this, what would be your dream collaboration if you could pick one artist out there right now that you could walk into a studio with and do a track with? Who would it be?
From any genre or Latin?
Not from anything.
Well,
your dream collaboration.
Well, if I can get a studio with Kanye West, that would be beautiful. You know what I'm saying? That would be a whole other level.
You went straight to the top. He said, "Yo, whatever."
Yeah, you know, but on the Latin side, you know, if I can get like in the studio with like Tego. That would be nice. You know what I'm saying, like, I can really think we can make something because Tego got this tree, like the tree, but the dance, you know, like a tribal sound. You know what I'm saying? So I really think we can mix it together because he got that, you know, that really tribal sound, you know, from back in PR, and I can bring, you know, like the New York type of way on it. So we can really be something nice on it.
Nice. Yeah, Tego's dope, man. Tego's one of my favorites, personally. Tego and Calle 13 are my two favorites.
I throw Voltio in the mix too. But,
yeah. Voltio's really good. I'm not really humble, you know, I'm really open to just work with, you know, anyone who's willing to make, you know, great music. So I'm not really like a type of guy who doesn't, because, you know, the whole thing is about, you know, trying to make a new sound, you know, and you never know who you're going to make it with. So you got to be open to work with anybody, you know, as long as they have, you know, like the mind right, because you cannot work with anybody just like that, you know.
Okay. All right, so you've done some collaborations, I guess, from some other artists that are up and coming. We have a song here called VIP Lleno de Romo.
Yeah, that's a song that we
talk to us about that track.
Well, that track we recorded a song last year, December, and then we did the video release party for everything. So I'm saying he just up-and-coming artists from here, from the Bronx. One is a singer. The other two is like a friend of mine from high school that he needed help, you know, breaking in. I said, you know, come on, you know, let's just do it. So, you know, I gave him like a hand, you know, and we did the video and everything we had. You know, we had the song playing here too, like on the radio. So it was good. It was really good.
All right. So we're going to play that song right now. So it's called VIP Lleno de Romo, and it's featuring Balbuena Phenom. Is that
Balbuena Phenom? Yeah, shout out to Balbuena Phenom. Those are my two brothers from here, from the VX. I'm saying they're really doing their thing. Phenom is doing more like pop right now, but, you know, he's really good. They're both good. So there's a racket, man. Definitely people are going to love this song.
Bueno, aquí vamos con esta, VIP Lleno de Romo, o Loquísimo,
right.
Featuring Balbuena Phenom.
Ando siempre gana, en la discoteca vestimenta saben que tengo la vaca. Ven mamá, yeah, terminamos mi cama. Tengo como el lobo, el coro que ando siempre gana. En la discoteca vestimenta saben que tengo la vaca. Ven mamá, yeah, terminamos mi cama.
Paseo frente del baile y las puertas abren como águila. Parezco un trofeo, como brilla me va a nominar. Como un enfermo pero no ando en ropa de hospital. Alguien suena un pito porque tú eres super oficial. Me llevo a mi espacio, si no bajas te puede apreciar. Flow de astronauta, mi cohete lo podía voltar. Cosa ahora que mañana no vas a recordar. Rose en mi banco como Moise. Vendo los animales porque arruinan esta noche. Cuando la champaña dispare no se prepare. Y tendrá una experiencia por vida podrá contarse. Inolvidable, inevitable. Yo soy el futuro, el presente, inalcanzable. Aunque su nombre no lo sé. Después de este humo tú me vas a reconocer. Película loquísimo, versión triple.
Lleno de romo, el culo que ando siempre gana. En la discoteca vestimenta sabe que tengo la vaca. Ven mamá, yeah, terminamos mi cama, yeah. El culo que ando siempre gana. En la discoteca vestimenta sabe que tengo la vaca. Ven mamá, yeah, terminamos mi cama, yeah. Acércate a mí, que tengo algo para ti. Quiero la que no quiere novio, porque no busco una novia, porque yo soy aventurero, llámame Casanova. Y las mujeres que gritan, yeah, yeah, con la mano arriba, pa' la soltera que grita, oh, 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 quiero comerte por buena que están. Las mujeres que gritan, yeah, yeah, con la mano arriba, pa' la soltera que grita, oh, oh, oh. Quiero comerte por buenas que están las mujeres que griten.
Mujeres se me pega, me confunden con Omega y me ruega que yo le pegue mi ega. Esto crecí para darte candela, pa' que te derrita como vela. Yo soy Balbuena, el que suena en tu bocina. Yo soy la adrenalina de América Latina. Mujeres se tremecen conmigo, ellas se enloquecen. La casada, la comprometida y la soltera. Tú me miras y yo te miro y los dos nos seducimos. Ya terminaste la noche por ahí. Y no perdí la mezcla, ya dice con Genesis, pa' que se me
ponga ya tixi. En el VIP, toditos estamos nuevecitos. Y todas las mujeres me saludan con besitos. Si tú me das permiso, yo te llevo un paraíso. Te apuesto que ese chico y te me pegas con un vicio. Vicio, vicio, vicio.
Dame un break.3.com y vota for your favorite artist. You can make someone's dream a reality. Presented by Wendy's.
Back on the Capicu Show. This is the Urban Jíbaro. I'm here with our beautiful Sensación del Bloque.
That's
and we got our boy Loquísimo. We got our boy Loquísimo in the building.
Yeah, Loquísimo. BX in the building.
BX is in the building. So what's going on in the BX right now? What are you doing out there?
No, right now it's getting cold, man. I'm here with no sweater. I mean, just chill. Se me olvidó la llave arriba en la casa, so we just here waiting for my boy to come through with his key.
He's locked out of the crib. So
yeah, man. You know,
that means that's how Capicu gets an interview, when he's locked out of his crib.
This is real life, New York over here.
All right. So talk to me. Obviously, you know, when the artist is up and coming, you do the local shows and you start building your fan base. It's all good and everything. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about some of the love that you're getting now that you've won the competition, now that you're out there and you know the video's on full rotation right now. MTV Tres is playing it. It's on the website. People who want to check out the actual videos can go to diamondbreak.com. But what kind of love are you getting now? Has it changed?
Well, yeah, you know, definitely, man. Right now I have like all the tools, you know, to get really like the place where I want to go. Talking about as far as getting like a company, like a good label, like a major label. That's the whole purpose right now. That's what I'm doing with the whole, you know, with the whole project. So right now I'm just, you know, making phone calls. I mean, you know, and like, you know, making sure I get this paper, you know, because I'm getting a lot of calls. For like shows and stuff like that. So I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to capitalize on everything right now.
All right. So do you have any upcoming shows you want to share with us?
Well, right now I'm in the process of going to the Dominican Republic to do like a whole, you know, like a whole tour over there.
Okay.
Yeah. But right now here, the last show I did last weekend, you know, was in Bamboo Lounge.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, it was good. I'm not really trying to focus on doing shows, because that's not, you know, I really want to do tours right now, you know. That's the whole thing. Last year I was in the Bahamas. I did a whole tour, and the year before that, I went to DR. I was over there for like three weeks. So you know, we did like all the shows and stuff like that, and like the first tour. So
okay,
you know,
right.
it takes time, you know, but I just want to focus like on, you know, like a major thing, because I don't want to, you know, people to get used to me to being like a, you know, like a local artist, you know. I'm trying to build like really, you know, I'm trying to build, you know, like a name that really people respect, not just something that everybody could see, you know, anywhere doing local shows and stuff like that.
So it always happens, you know, whenever we have an artist on the air, you know, if they're doing their thing and the music is being felt. I got somebody here, Jamaldi from Nagel Avenue up in the Heights, and she wants to know if you're single.
Of course, yeah.
Wait,
he did not hesitate at all. He's like, yeah.
No, of course, yeah, I'm just single.
Hold on. Are you single for real? Because I'm going to tell you right now, we've had a couple of artists come up here and say they were single because they didn't tell their girl they were going to be on the Copy Clue show.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, in trouble on Twitter. So,
you know what? We're going to let MTV 3 just answer that question. You know what I'm saying? I was in the video wallet now, so I don't want to say much.
Hey, Diablo. Okay.
Yeah, I gotta watch the video. I'm gonna wait till the next break and I'm gonna watch the video.
You guys really need to watch the video, and you're gonna see if I'm single or not. The video tells the story. So.
All right. So, are you looking?
Yeah. No, I was gonna say, well, if it's what I think it is, I hope you're single at that point.
Right now I'm not really focused on finding, you know, like a, you know, like a girl right now, because I'm so busy, you know. If I find the right one, I want to make sure I have time for her, you know.
Oh, all
right,
right now so my whole career is really, you know, popping off, and I don't really want to have somebody just to spend, you know, like a little time here and there. If I'm going to have somebody, I want to have somebody that really be there for me, you know.
All right, so Loquissimo, between you and me, just us, just you and Capicu and whoever's listening. We don't have that many listeners. Don't worry about it. All right? it's a couple of thousand people in the group. That's it. You know, with the, is the groupie love good? Like, are you getting a lot of love from the group? Like, I mean, your girl's really hollering at you right now. Like, has the table shifted where you used to have to holler at girls and now you don't have to anymore?
You know, girls love me, man. Girls love me. I love them too. That's all, you know.
I love it. You say girls love me.
Yeah, I don't really get into groupies, man. Those are your fans, you know. You know, a group that you get is a ticket you lost. That's the way I think about it.
Got it. I have a message here from Amy, and Amy said, "What part of Dominican Republic are you gonna be at?"
I live in Bonao City, so I'm gonna be in Bonao City. I'm gonna arrive over there, and then I'm gonna go to the first show. I'm gonna be in Se Llama de Extremo. That's like the biggest show. That's where I'm gonna, you know, do the work for me for the video over there, because they haven't seen the video over there yet. Because the video is only playing here. So once I get over there, I'm going to put it like on the network, you know, and just visit like all the, you know, hottest, you know, TV show, do like an interview and like a show for it.
Let me tell you something. They're going to see the video tonight, because we got listeners in Jarabacoa, we got listeners in Asua, we got listeners in Santiago. So they're going to see. When they go to DiamondBreak.com, they're going to see the video. They're going to be waiting for you at the airport, I'm telling you.
Hey, make sure you guys check it out, man. I'm really proud of everything, man. I'm really proud of everything, man. Just, you know, just coming up from here, you know, I just remember when I started, I was doing videos, you know, with like a little camera phone, you know, and just to go from there to now having like a whole crew, you know, behind you shooting your stuff, makeup
that's
artists
cool,
and everything,
man.
Like that, you know, that's a whole nother level, you know what I'm saying? And it just got it, man. You got to believe in yourself, and you got to believe in God, that's all.
Yeah. So we've interviewed a couple of poets, and we've interviewed hip-hop artists and whatever, and we always ask the same question. Do you remember your first lyric that you ever wrote?
Of course. Can you spit it?
It's all right. It's late night. You know, it's late night on the internet. We're good. The little one's not listening right now.
Alguien que te toque, que te prenda, se pulsa la lengua y tu cuerpo se lo aprenda. En la cama te encienda, tu cuerpo a ti te tiembla, mojada te mantenga cuando menos te lo espera. Tú sabes que en exceso su maniato y con lo que era. A ti te dé pastillo, más te vende mil maneras. Yeah. Soy una estrella de porno, te voy a dar más candela que gallina en el horno. A que no tenga hambre, tú sabes que me lo como. Tú quieres gasolina, toma una botella de romo. Mona no es un palomo, se suelvo, yo no duermo. Te pongo a dar más gritos que una puerca viviendo. Estás enamorada porque ya te está es la primera vez de lo que está perdiendo. O sea, I don't want to say the powers, but...
All right. He's self-editing. He's self-editing. I love it. That's dope. Se respeta. I love it. So, you know how, like, certain hip-hop videos, they always have, like, these really hardcore dudes in the background and everything, like the entourage and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you need a big, bald Puerto Rican to stand behind you and just mean mug the camera.
I need that for the next Wu-Tang remix.
There you go. So I'm gonna be in the background, just looking hard, just like I'm your security guard. I wear a black suit and everything.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
and Jemima jump on top of the Maybach and start doing booty dances.
No, sorry. I need to set that up a little bit. Thank you.
Esa mujer es inteligente. Ella no puede estar con eso. Ella no puede estar.
No, es good.
Ella no puede estar cuereando en video. No se puede.
No, sorry. The money's not good enough.
No, don't worry about it.
All right, so we got another song talking about partying and everything. There's a song that I heard, and I want to play that one because I kind of like that one. It's called Otro Humo. Talk to me about that one.
Well, Otro Humo is, well, when I recorded the song, I was drunk, so I call it Otro Humo. It's really like the beat. Like, let me tell the story about the beat. The, DJ Mesa sent me the beat, so. Every time that I listened to the beat, I was sober, so I never really could get like a concert for it. But I know it was like a party song. So one day, you know, I was just drinking. I came out, you know, I went to like a party, and then I came back, and then I played the beat. I said, yo, you gotta listen to the beat. And I put the beat, and he just talked to me. I was like, well, que tal noche? I said, yo, this is it, man. and then everybody was like, you know, chanting with me, like, hey, tal noche. And then we did a whole thing with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere we go, you know, like, I call the party, we were doing the same thing. Porque esta noche no vamos a otro humo. But the song wasn't even recorded yet. We just played, like, the beat. And then, you know, like, everybody just started, you know, chanting with the same chant. And then after that, I said, yo, I got to do this song. And I just recorded the song, and I did the whole video. And the whole funny thing about the video was that I went to like a company, like a liquor company called Toma Baca, and I told them about the whole concept of the video about drinking, and the guy told me, yo, listen, whatever liquor you need, just tell me. So the guy came through with boxes of bottles of liquor and stuff like that, and I had like models and you know, and it was just crazy, man. Like the video went crazy and the video came out great. So you know, shout out to everybody who went through, man. It's really like a hot song, a catchy song, a party song. You know, it's something that it just came out from like party, you know.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and me voy a tomar un palito y vamos a escuchar Otro Humo from Loquísimo.
Let's do it.
Porque esta noche no vamos otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos otro humo. Porque esta noche no van a recoger.
Si llueve el licor muero boca arriba. Ahora estoy echado como lombría en tequila. Bacanería en la costa de pulpería. Fijando a las menores para darle tubería. Déjame saber si tú eres doble vía. Para no brincarte en la carrocería. Se saca tu premio y no es de lotería. Se paga este guayo, un fracatán en vida. Te sacaste. Otro humo, voy a patrocinarte. Soy el mapa, déjame yo guiarte. Y aparezco matre en el medio del parque. Aunque hoy yo no mangue, otro humo me toca que el mundo se acabe. Fin de semana y estamos en la calle. Sígueme los pasos a la barra.
Porque esta noche no vamos otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos otro humo. Porque esta noche no van a recoger.
Los borrachos unidos,
alcohólogo.
Los borrachos unidos,
alcohólogo.
Los borrachos unidos. Los borrachos unidos,
alcohólogo.
Los borrachos unidos,
alcohólogo.
Los borrachos unidos, unidos. Los borrachos unidos. Esto sale y seguimos. Si tiene una botella, tu vela para arriba y perdamos el juicio. Háblame bajitico, cógelo despacito.
príncipe de la cabeza con un par de tragos, mañana te aviso.
Porque esta noche no vamos de otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos de otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos de otro humo. Porque esta noche no van a recoger.
DJ Mesta, loquísimo, borrachísimo, felizísimo. Si no paga la cuenta, síguelo. Torpedado solo puerta de jíbaro, carnívoro, como un tiburón. La que se más borracha, fuímonos. Te lavaste la cara y el mono no. Te lavaste la cara. Acólogo, acólogo, acólogo. Háblame bajitico, cógelo despacito. Si perdés la cabeza con un par de tragos, mañana te aviso. Los borrachos unidos, esto sale y seguimos. Si tiene una botella, cubela para arriba y perdamos el juicio. Háblame bajitico, cógelo despacito. Si pende la cabeza con un par de tragos, mañana te aviso.
Porque esta noche no vamos de otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos de otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos de otro humo. Porque esta noche no van a recoger.
Yeah, gracias, gracias. DJ Mesta, loquísimo, invencible. América Latina, todo el mundo gozando. Suba la botella al aire ahora mismo, que vamos a celebrar. Y el coro dice así, vámonos.
Porque esta noche no vamos de otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos de otro humo. Porque esta noche no vamos de otro humo. Porque esta noche no van a recoger.
¡Buenísimo! ¿Qué me está?
Porque esta noche no vamos a dar un humo.
Let me tell you, I hear that song, I could just, I envision of like just a fun ass video with like like slow motion people partying, like cars, you know, and
you don't understand, that was a party and a half for me.
Yo, but that I would video. Still be in the background me mugging. I'd just be like hard, like everybody's partying and I'm just standing there like, you know what I mean? Nah, that's a dope song, man. I like that song. It's just like, it just, yeah, it feels real fun. It's a fun vibe. I can see,
thank you, man.
I can see about three or four, I'm not going to mention any artists, but I can see three or four artists that you can actually collaborate with on that song. That'd be dope. On some remix stuff, so.
Well, let's see, man, what happens. You know, I'm just starting off. I think this music is really, you know, it doesn't matter at the time, you know. Music is really, you know, timeless. So let's see what happens, you know.
Okay, I got a call, email from Efraín Tejada, mm-hmm. from Ay Bonito, Puerto Rico, and he wants to know who would you collaborate. Who is the toughest competition in the competition? Who is the toughest competition, and who would you actually collaborate with?
The toughest competition was a rock band. The name of the band was Banda Radial. And, you know, and there was, like, the second place, but, you know, I had the opportunity of, you know, when I won the whole thing, you know, what I did, I called them and told them, you know, if they want to be, you know, if they wanted to be, like, a part of the song, you know, so they don't feel, you know, like they lost, you know what I'm saying? Because they really work hard, you know? You got, like, como banda, como 200 artistas, you know, voting. And fans going from everywhere, so you know they was really close, you know. And I just called them and told them, "Listen, you guys wanna come to the studio, you know, maybe you can come and do a little hook or whatever, you know." And they went to LA, you know, and did like a, you know, like a little hook for it and everything. So you know, shout out to Banda Radial, right, cool. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool. So was the competition really tough then? It was really
it's really tough, man. You know, like I didn't sleep for like days, man. Like the last days, you know, at the last week, I was just going at it, promoting everywhere. You know, printing flyers. You gotta print flyers. You gotta do everything, man. Everything you can, you can do. Just to tell people, bro, everywhere you go, like in the stores and everything, you know, in the, you know,
Facebook,
you know, bodega. You go, hey, listen, tell everybody to vote.
did you start walking around with the iPad in the hood? Like, yo, come on, right here.
Man, I was just doing everything, man. Printing out little papers, cutting little papers. Yo, this is me. you know, both of me. Yeah, man, you know, everywhere.
That's cool.
You
got
to do it, man. If you really want to win, you got to do the extra one. You know, you got to do the extra thing that nobody's doing to really win. I really think this is why, you know, everything happened for me because, man, I had, like, my whole family voting for me, my whole friends, you know, friends of my friends, the fans, you know, like, it was just everybody, you know, supporting me.
That's dope, man. So, quick question. As far as, like, you know, every artist, when they come up or whatever, they remember their struggles and there's a lot of things that they had to overcome. When you, if the day comes that you really hit the big, the national stage, the international stage, what, how would you like to give back to the community?
Well, I think what I really kid, like, need right now is just, you know, it's just somebody to talk to them about, you know, how, you know, you know, how you know, how important it is for them to stay, like, in school. Because, right? Right now, man, you know, there's not a lot of jobs. People say that there's not jobs out here. But you know why there's not a lot of jobs? You know, because, you know, they have a lot of jobs. It's just there's not a lot of people with the, you know, to really, you know, get them jobs that really have, like, a degree for them.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, right now over here, when you're looking for a job, they don't ask no more for a high school, you know, the diploma, you know, people don't ask for that anymore. People want to say, you know, colleges already, you know what I'm saying, like a college diploma. And it's not, you know, anybody who can have that right now. I'm saying there's a lot of people right now, they don't even have a high school diploma, you know, millions of people over here. You know, that's why it's so hard right now, you know, to get a job. So, you know, kids right now, they got to stay in school. You know, that's the first thing. If you really want to make it far, you know, you can do whatever you want, like in music, but if you really have a background of, you know, of your college and everything, you can really have a second, you know, like a extra hand. You can really, you know, support your own career. You know, you don't need somebody to like, you know, give you money, or you don't need, like, a label. You need to have your own money to do your own dreams. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to depend on nobody else. You know what I'm saying? But you got to do that.
Right.
You got to do that through school, you know, because, you know, I went to college and everything, you know, and I got a good job, you know, is because I went to college, you know, and that's the only way that I did, you know, everything that I've done with the music, like my videos, like my tours, everything, you know, because I got funded for my own pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't have no label or manager is going to be like, here you go. You know what I'm saying? You got to do things for your own pocket. That's why, you know, a lot of artists here don't really make it because they don't have money. But you can really depend on nobody to, like, you know, give you money for your own dreams. You got to do your own dreams for your own pocket because that's your dreams, you know?
Absolutely. So what school did you go to?
I went to Columbus High School in the Bronx. Shout out to everybody in Columbus, man. Those are my people, man.
And then what college did you go to?
I went to Monroe College here in the Bronx. I'm really like a Bronx kid, you know what I'm saying? Everything Bronx for me. Yeah,
that's
man.
Right, that you're about to bring the Bronx to the world.
Man, hopefully, man. I'm coming back soon, you know what I'm saying?
So we got one more song to play, and this song is called Volteate, and it's featuring Soborno. So talk to me about that song.
Well, Soborno is an artist from DR, you know what I'm saying? Soborno is really doing good over there. He's doing shows and everything. So he's really like a, you know, up-and-coming artist from DR. We met in MySpace, you know, when MySpace used to be popping before.
Okay.
So, back in the days, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was doing his thing over there. He had his MySpace popping. And, you know, we had like our own fan base. So one day, you know, we just started, you know, talking, you know, to do a song, but, you know, we really never did the song until, like, you know, recently that, you know, I went to the art to do the whole tour, and then, you know what I'm saying, he came up to one of the shows. He's like, yo, it's me. Yo, what's up, Soborno? And then, you know, we went to the studio, we did the whole song, and the song came out, you know, crazy, amazing, man. It's crazy. But we never shot the video for it, but you can just imagine, man, the video hopefully is going to be hot.
All right.
'Cause it's, yeah.
So let's check out the track. This is Volteate featuring Soborno with your man Loquissimo.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Soborno.
Volteate, mujer, sudando tu aire.
ustedes no lo veo en un yate en la Bahama explotándome en dinero. Dale para atrás, dale para atrás, dale para atrás. Tú nunca has visto un rapero como yo, con la prenda y el reloj, la funda tamaño Santa Claus. Te echamos en el club con un platillo volador.
Washington Heights, olvídate.
So está sudando.
And this ain't the most sexist shit. Anyway, Latissimo, I will say this. You definitely gained 2 fans at the very least in me and Hibato tonight. That last track definitely, it gave me like an old school reggaeton flow, and it just kind of brought me back, which is always refreshing when you get to have something like that and it's still, you know, it's a good song and you can feel the vibe and, you know, so. And I'm, you know, I'm always been a fan of reggaeton, of you know, dembow and just all that. So you definitely have a fan. That's all I got to say.
Yeah,
thank you. Yo, appreciate it.
Yo, the potential's there, my brother. Yo, I was feeling the tracks. I haven't really been a big fan of reggaeton lately. You know, we all know how, you know, how the music industry is kind of, you know, watering down a lot of things. And I go all the way back to the days of Vico C. So, you know, I'm into that hardcore hip. But, you know, that Tego, that Vico, that Calle, Voltio, you know. But I definitely see where you're very versatile, man. So I wish you the best. I want you to give your shout-outs, and I want to definitely let people know how they can keep in touch with you and find out about upcoming shows and all the things that you're doing. So go ahead, give your shout-outs, man.
Man, yeah, I just want to say thank you for giving me like a chance, man, to be like on the show, man. You guys are great. And, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody, you know, who, you know, supports me, you know, Loquissimo. Shout-out to my cousin Jairo. Shout-out to Osel Sex. Shout-out to Adam Music. Shout out to everybody in the Bronx, everybody in the whole world, every Latino kid and girls, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, just everybody doing that, you know, just keep doing like your thing, man. You know, you can reach me at Loquissimo, you know, just everywhere. Twitter, you just find me Loquissimo, LOKIXXIMO, Facebook, Loquissimo. Just type Loquissimo in, on Google, you're going to see, like, on my pages. So make sure, you know, you holler at me. Or just go to danumbreak.com. You know, they still have everything over there, so you can reach me there, too.
So I just want to recap what he just said. Can I just translate what he just said?
Go ahead.
Of course.
All right, so what he just said is, I'm on MTV Tres, so Google me. All right, just Google me. That's it. I don't give you the whole URL. Just Google me. I'm on MTV Tres. If you want to find me on Twitter, just look for that hashtag, #DameUnBreak, because I won. That's what he's saying. I mean, he's being humble. He's being humble because he's locked out of his crib in the Bronx. I get it, but that's what he's saying on the real.
I also want to say, you know, everybody really, you know, try to go on like on YouTube and find like my videos. I got over 30 something videos over there, you know. So I really want everybody to go to YouTube and see my whole history, see where I started, see, you know, where I'm at, and you know what it takes. Because I really recall everything I do since I started, talking about everything from the shows, from my interviews, from my downfalls to my, you know, accomplishments. Everything is recorded on YouTube, so everybody can go and see my history, man. You'll get to know me better.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time tonight. I hope that your boy comes with the keys real quick so you can get out of the cold.
I'm free.
You can't be going to the Dominican Republic with a pneumonia, man. You gotta. We need a fan to run out to 100. Where was it? What street are you on? To run out there with a jacket for this dude.
I'm in 183rd. Somebody close, please bring a sweater. I'm in the laundromat.
I
have to go in the laundromat for a little bit.
Yo, before you become real famous, you can just go in there and snatch a sweater out the dryer.
Hey, the camera, oh, there, camera no, there. I would have been with a sweater if they didn't have a camera.
Oh, but you know what? You're in the Bronx, so they're going to recognize you from MTV Threats anyway. Everybody watches MTV Threats up in the Bronx.
That's
that guy. Yo, tú sabes que tipo este, dame un break. Yo, se robó una sweater ahí del otro, man.
No, man, you know, it's cool. It's all love out here, man. You know, like the Bronx is all love out here, so it's cool, man. I can freeze right here. It's cool.
Well, big shout out to you. Big shout out to MTV Threats for making this happen. We really appreciate it. We're gonna be playing your music on upcoming shows. We don't play a lot of specific music. We play a lot of different things, but we're definitely gonna keep you in the rotation here and let people know what's going on with you. So keep us posted, and you're always welcome back. All right, my brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Big shout out to Balbuena, big shout out to Soborno, big shout out to like everybody that was on Diamond Break. You know, congratulations to all of you because you all accomplished great things, I'm sure, in your individual careers. But we got the winner right here on Capicu. That's what Capicu does. We talk to
that.
Capicu se grita cuando se gana. So, Loquissimo, give us a good Capicu right now.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We're taking over little by little, but for sure.
All right, so you can't leave without saying Capicu.
Capicu, that's my brother, man. We're making it happen. That's all. BIG for life.
All right, man. Suave. Take care.
Tato, mi mano. Cuídate.
Yo. I'm gonna say this real quick. Hold on. I'll play some background music. All right, let's talk. What's more? We can talk over this.
The beat is sick. Yeah.
I'm going to get so drunk to that and just dance my next birthday party. Good stuff, man. You know, we want to keep it versatile. You know, I never really wanted to do too much music on the show, and people have been asking for it and everything. And I think that instead of actually playing stuff that everybody hears everywhere else, I think it's really important for us to support the people that are the next generation of who we're going to be hearing on the radio and seeing on TV. And I think this kid really has a lot of potential. I saw some of the videos. You know, it's cool stuff. You know, he's working on it hard. He's young. You know, he's hungry. And he sounds it. So let's see, you know, what happens. You know, MTV, they give him a break. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it'll make it happen for him. Real quick, I just want to play this. I want to play this quick spot before we go. I'm going to play it one more time.
The streets. garages, dive bars, the internet are all stages for someone somewhere. Pedestrians, onlookers, and you are all potential fans. So que esperas? Dame un break. Help an artist find their stage and live their moment on Tres. Log on to dameunbreak.tres.com y vota for your favorite artist. You can make someone's dream a reality. Presented by Wendy's.
Alright. Dame un break.
You know, what I love about it, also you mentioned the new generation of artists. You know, this just exemplifies the social media and the strength of it and logging online and doing all that. Of the new generation, of the generations to come, of what music is turning into, you know, and just communication in general, you know. So lots of luck to him. He's a local dude from the BX, so gotta love it.
Exactly. And you know what it is? I think that, you know, the music business has changed so much. You know, obviously there's not a lot of music. There's not a lot of money in music these days. So basically when an artist like you know, like him comes along, he has to be a multi-marketing genius. You know, he's almost out the gate because nobody's going to really invest. You know, like the record companies are not really investing in you. They're putting out the record, and the record almost becomes a commercial to how you could be otherwise marketed. You know what I'm saying? Like the shows are good money. You know, show money is good money, but the album sales are not really happening. You know, a lot of the artists are starting to give their music away for free, but they're looking at those sponsorships. They're looking at the big shows. They're looking at the commercials. They're looking at the endorsements. I mean, that's really what it is at the end of the day. His music is what he loves to do, and then, you know, obviously to pay the bills, there's going to be a whole lot of other opportunities opening up for him.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
absolutely.
You know, but the fact that he's from that generation that comes in digitally already knowing what they want to do and, you know, making music from home on the laptop, on the iPod, and, you know, I mean, I remember cats that were making, like, transferring beats to each other from Sidekicks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the generation we're at right now. So these artists that are coming up now are a little bit different than the artists from back in the day, even though the artists from the back in the day don't seem to want to go away. There's a lot of artists out there that are just too old to be making music anymore.
And well, if people are willing to listen and labels are willing to put it out there, they're not going anywhere.
I know, but it's just like, you know, like I love Jay-Z. There's a lot of artists out there that I really like and whatever, but
yeah,
a lot of time.
You know what's funny? Jay-Z is one of those artists that just timeless almost.
No, I'm saying Jay-Z just to make an example. I mean, for example, I just heard a new Busta Rhymes song. And these guys are my age, you know what I'm saying?
You leave Busta alone, okay?
I'm just saying, like, there's, you know, you know what it is? It's when I turn on the radio, every time I turn on the radio, I hear the same songs over and over and over again. You know,
yeah,
a couple years ago was the whole 50 Cent. Now every song has Rick Ross in it. And Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just tired of the same dudes, and these dudes are old already, and I just want to hear new, fresh music and different type of. I want to hear the music evolve, and as long as these guys are still have their hands in it, it's going to be tough for it to evolve.
No, the music is evolving. The problem is it's evolving to really bad type of music. That's the problem. So thank God that we have artists like, well, I wouldn't even agree with Lil Wayne because Weezy's on a whole other thing. But with other artists, you know, I mean, because Weezy himself has evolved as an artist, but it's just, I don't know. I come from that middle generation, I guess, where I was young but old enough to know about Biggie and Pac and Wu-Tang and really appreciate that. But then I also got that chance to really like the new millennium music and, you know, the 50 Cent and all that. So, you know, I guess I have a conflicting point of view when it comes to that.
Well, I just want to see new artists get shine on the radio. I want to see artists like this get time, you know, for him to be able to have people dig his stuff. You know, it used to be the record was played on the radio maybe once or twice. Hey, how you like this or whatever. And people started calling in and doing requests and the song got played. Now it's like, if it doesn't have Rick Ross in it, it's not playing on Hot 97 right now.
Well, the thing
not.
Is the artists and the labels have to pay a certain amount to get their song played on the air.
Well, no, that's actually That's actually illegal. That's an under the table deal because that, I mean, that's what really happens, I'm sure. But
right.
You know, it's done in different ways. It's like, okay, well, you buy advertising on our station,
right.
Then we'll lean on the DJs to make sure they play a little bit of your music. I mean, it's just, you know, payola is illegal in the main scheme of things, but it really does happen. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, I've been around radio stations long enough to know that it definitely does happen. But you know, I'm gonna try to do some research and find some, like, I'm gonna try to listen to some internet radio stations that play like hip hop that people like, you know, just generals, like, you know, I found like KRS-One has like 3 more albums that I never heard on the radio, and I love KRS-One.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, again, he's one of the artists that probably won't get any play in today's radio or whatever. And maybe he's one of those guys that fall into that category that needs to stop making music.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say that.
No, but what I'm saying is, but the thing is that before he became too old to stop making music, he's been making music for the last 10, 15 years and nobody's heard it. And that's my point. You know, so he probably would have had some really, you know, great classics if they would have just played it on the radio. I don't know. Anyway, on our station, we'll play whatever. If it's good, people like it, we'll play it. It's all good. So
yeah,
if you're out there and you want to send us your tracks and you think you're good, we really believe that you're good. Don't. If
we
only
will
your mom,
tell you about yourself.
If you only have one thumbs up from your mom on Facebook, then it's not going to work. But,
and DJs, too. We encourage mixes, and we're always asking for submissions from DJs who have their mixes and just want it to be heard. If it's
absolutely
good.
Yeah. It's a lot easier for us. I mean, it's a lot easier for us to play mixes from DJs because, you know, we avoid all the legal stuff. Yeah, definitely submit your mixes. And you know, if you want to know more, just hit us up at radiocapico@gmail.com. We'll definitely consider the music. The music is good. We just don't like extreme profanity. I mean, you know, we like to keep the music. I mean, we like a nice mix. We want salsa, merengue, bachata, cumbia, you know. I even play some banda music. I'm kind of digging some of the banda music, especially what's her name, Jenny Rivera.
Yeah.
Love her. I don't know. She's just something about her. But
that's the something about her.
What happened?
She's sick. That's the something about her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Right.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I think she has a great voice and she's a great talent. Okay.
Sure.
Ella
right.
Tiene esa personalidad.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so you know we got a Capicú coming up soon, right?
Yes, and finally, I've missed it. I missed the last one, which was such a heartbreak for me. I can't wait.
Yeah, Capicú is going to be dope. We're actually teaming up with the X-Men, X-Mental University, and we're going to do a hip-hop type poetry showcase. And basically, we're going to be collaborating with X-Mental Inc. to be able to bring some back-to-school supplies for some children from the Coalition for the Homeless. So basically, every single penny that's collected that night from the door, let me say it again, every single penny that is collected at the door will go towards making sure these children are not deprived of the education that's rightfully theirs, to make sure that they have all the school supplies they need for the year. So your $10 donation is going 100%. Every single person on the X-Mental staff and every single person on the Capicú staff has decided to take a pay cut for the night. Nobody's getting paid. Not the DJ, not the door girl, not me. I'm not even getting a free beer because they don't give me nothing. I'm getting nothing. I may get a couple of Café Lo cakes if Wanda from Cookie Streets decides to come by. I may get some Capicú cookies if Booze Bakes decides to come by. I may even get some cupcakes if, Brooklyn Cupcake decides to come by.
Mm-hmm.
I might even go to, like, visit Evil Olive Bar around the corner and get a free slice. Who knows? But I'm not going to get anything for free at Capicú because every single penny that is raised will go to making sure these kids have the things that they need. So that event's going to happen Saturday, September 29th, on 2012, from 7 to 11. It's at LP and Harmony, which is located at 683 Grand Street in Brooklyn, New York. Some of the performances that we have, who's performing? I know we have Tattoos performing. We got hip hop supergroup Division X. We got our favorite Latina MC, Ill Famed, aka Malafama.
Yeah.
We got Tattoo from X Mental. We got Vigo Hard, DJ Sambarella's DJing. I mean, it's going to be dope. It's going to be a really, really, really dope event. And for those people who don't know about X Mental Inc., I'm sorry, has a Pain Straight program. And in conjunction with the New York City Department of Probation, X Mental runs a restorative juvenile system workshop called Pain Straight to help graffiti artists, you know, kind of get out of the juvenile delinquency category and kind of move into the artist and entrepreneurship type thing. They basically, you know, they get arrested, they have graffiti-related charges, and the Pain Straight curriculum kind of uses a blend of evidence-based practices and lessons learned from the street as art therapy to help these kids develop positive mindsets, self-confidence, and self-awareness. So it's a good combination. X Mental has always worked well with Copy Cool. They did a really dope piece for us on top of the X Mental University building a couple of years ago, and there's like a really dope video on YouTube with that's like stop motion type video where you see the whole time lapse of the wall being created and whatnot. So big shout out to everybody from X Mental. You know, they're really dope. Again, that event's happening September 29, 2012. It's going to be hosted by. Who's it going to be hosted by?
Who might that be?
Your Red Jacket is hosting it.
Hey, the weather is getting a little breezy. It might be time to bring it back out.
Why don't you change colors, though? Why don't you get a blue jacket?
Listen.
Or a green jacket. Or do something different.
I'm going to bring it. That's what you need to know. I'm always. La Sensacion always lives up to her name.
Alright, so that's what I'm talking about. So that's dope. That's dope. Some other events happening. You know what I found out from Mia? Art from Mia said that she was going to be doing a Vejigante mask making workshop in November. So we're going to keep you posted on that. That's dope. I've been waiting for that for a long time. There used to be a woman named, I want to say her name was Delia. And Delia used to work out of a place called Made in Puerto Rico, which is a little shop on 116th and 3rd. And that shop has since gone out of business, but it's like a jewelry store / chicken place now. I know, really weird, but it used to be the dopest little bookstore. I used to go there and get books and get all kinds of different Puerto Rico stuff. But my favorite thing to get there, I would go there and rack up on coconut cream cookie, coconut cream, that little chalky coconut cream candy. From Puerto Rico, I used to go there and just rack up on pilones and all that kind of stuff and go back to the Bronx.
Man.
Go back to Old Westbury and just be like, yo, be that cool dude. Everybody else is eating Snicker bars and Three Musketeers, and I would pop out. I pop out with a Puerto Rican and Dominican candy, and everybody would be like, oh, my God. I used to have Galletitas Bimbo. You know what those are?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Puerto Rican Oreo. So, Galletas Bimbo. I used to come over there with all kinds of crazy cookies and treats and everything, and all my people from Alianza Latina used to go nuts over it. So, so Delia used to do these Vejigante mask making workshops, and I think it was, I mean, I always liked Vejigante masks, and I always enjoyed watching them at the parades and everything, but it was Delia that really kind of made me passionate about it. And after I graduated from college, after I left Westbury and I went to Puerto Rico a couple of times, with my wife, we decided to start collecting the Vejigante masks. So we have a beautiful collection of the Vejigante masks that we have on our walls in the house. And, you know, it's kind of dope. So I'm very interested. I would love to go and create my own, you know. So I'm going to think I'm going to. So for people who are interested in actually doing something like that, she does a bunch of different workshops. She does a workshop there where she makes Frida Kahlo dolls. She has, like, these kids come together and they do, like, these little rag dolls that are made with Frida Kahlo's image. It's pretty dope. So if you want to check out some pictures and video and all that kind of stuff on what Mia Hernandez is doing, you can go to her website. It's Arts by Mia, A-R-T-S by Mia, M-I-A, .com. And you can find out what she's doing, she's doing a lot of workshops over in La Casa Azul, too. Big shout out to them. La Casa Azul is really redefining the bibliophiles in El Barrio.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing their thing over there. So we have to go by there and visit them, do some videos over there. So what else you got going on, Mama?
I've just been really focusing on you know, once the weather changes, it seems like the fall for me is always like my grind season. So I'm just trying to prepare, get my mind right back into hosting and just bringing it, I guess, for the radio show. You know, I mean, our show is really has evolved. It's evolved since I've been on, which is about a year and change now. But those the people that don't know Capicu Radio has been around for about 4 years now. So it's evolved tremendously, and I'm still trying to take in the fact that we had over 5,000 downloads. Just and the month isn't even over.
And that's one show. That's not even counting all the other shows. Like, you know, we usually get a couple of hundred downloads from each show every month. Like, even old shows, you know, there's a couple of shows that are favorites that people just, you know, I guess because of the content of them, they just come to it. Like, the domestic violence show is a very popular one. And we did a show on social media with Latism. That's a very popular show. We did Cookie Streets and talking about entrepreneurship. That's a popular show. But to have that many in one shot, it really is an eye-opener to us. And what we want to do is, you know, La Sensación and I have been talking, and we want to make sure that we deliver the best radio show for you possible. So we're going to be, like, kind of going into a mindshare mode, and we're going to be brainstorming on how we could bring a better show. And one of the things that we decided that we were going to do is bring something to a show every week called Health Chat. You know, I'm sure we'll have a nicer, colorful name for it in the next couple of weeks. But basically what we want to do is you have said that it's been very important to you for us to discuss health and health issues and talk about resources and things that you could do to live a healthier lifestyle. And that's really important to me personally because you guys already know I've shared, you know, very candidly what's going on with me and my health. La Sensación has also shared some of her struggles from her health perspective. And it's something that really means a lot to us because if it's happening to us and we're young, you know, it's happening to a lot of people, you know, out there. And that we want to be able to address that need. The whole purpose of me being the Urban Hero is to cultivate what my family needs to, you know, feed their minds and their souls. So that's really what I want to keep doing. So we're going to be doing alternate weeks for the next couple of weeks until we get our momentum up and we can get the show scheduled the way they need to and their guests and everything lined up. And we're also trying to build a team of interns that can help us bring a better show to you guys. So just bear with us the next couple of weeks. You know, I'm pretty sure that throughout the rest of the year we're going to be going biweekly until January. And then once January hits, we're going to be going to a weekly schedule again. And we're going to have a really, really different show for you, and I think it's going to be a show that's more representative of what the feedback we're getting from you guys. This is going to take a little bit of time and a little bit of work, so just bear with us and, you know, let's take the ride together. You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely. And, with that said, we have a topic of the week for Health Chat, which is inspired by an article that we have seen posted on Facebook, at least for me. I don't know, George, when was the first time that you read the article? But if you want to brief us a little bit about it.
You know what? It was shared with me a couple of different ways. I actually shared it. We have an internal group that we discuss, you know, show ideas and whatnot. And being the again, being the fact that there's so much going on right now in terms of health, you know, we talked about diabetes recently. We talked about autism. We talked about depression. We talked about, you know, suicide. But one of the things that we haven't talked about in a while is HIV. So I guess the precursor and the catalyst for this conversation has to do with a young lady named Cicely Bolden who was killed in Dallas after she revealed to her partner who she just had sex with that she was HIV positive. And then he stabbed her to death. You know, and I've listened and I've read a lot of the commentary around this issue, around this particular story, and it's very controversial in a lot of ways. One, obviously, you know, the young lady knew she was HIV positive, and she had unprotected sex with somebody, and I think almost in every state, if I'm not mistaken, that's a crime.
Exactly.
I believe that you would be charged with attempted murder, if I'm not, or if a person died, you would be charged with premeditated murder.
right.
If you knew you had HIV and you didn't share. So I guess that's the conversation was kind of around that. You know, there was people that said, you know, the very, very different spectrums of the perspective was, you know, good for her, or she should have known better, and I would have killed her too. I saw a lot of different comments about this particular young lady. And, you know, the loss of life is never anything to laugh about or to joke about. But this is a serious issue. I think there's a lot of young people out there that are very misguided and that are not looking at certain things the way they should be looking at things. I don't know what you think about this, but, you know, I'm not sure what was going through her mind, why she would tell him after and not before. You know, you don't know the nature of that relationship. Maybe she was trying to get back at him for something that he did. I don't know. We don't know. But one thing I will tell you is that, you know, it's important for you to get tested. Understand that if you do get tested and you find out that you're HIV positive, your name goes in the registry. And it's documented that you have HIV, and if somebody gets infected and you infect somebody, especially if it's purposely, you know, there are besides the obvious consequences, you know, you could be held liable for that as well. I can't understand why anybody would do that, but you know, I don't know.
I remember hearing, and I've done a lot of work during my undergrad years around the HIV/AIDS population and awareness. And a lot of it is self-abhorrence that plays into this. So people just self-loathe and lose that sense of caring and accountability. So they act on that, and they just have a ethic kind of attitude and feel like if they got to live with it, then, you know, and everyone else should, or, you know, things like that, of that nature. So a lot of it is it's mentally debilitating, psychologically, and, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. The scrutiny that comes along with it, I mean, even now, 20, 25 years after, 30 years after, you know, HIV has been out and has evolved from it, you know, being known as a homosexual disease to now, you know, something that's just, you know, you can get it from a couple of different ways. It's still so taboo and you know, people just have so many preconceptions about you. If, you know, you do happen to be HIV positive.
Yep. So I'm going to read a couple of the comments that I got privately in our box. The Donnie G said, the words that should have come out of Larry's mouth, Larry's the person that killed Cicely, should have been, I want a lawyer. Because if he'd gotten a lawyer before making any statements to the police, his lawyer would have had him enter a plea of self-defense instead of pleading guilty to murder. He did us all a favor by ending Cicely's deliberate disease spreading campaign, but he should have lawyered up. Poor dumb Larry. So that's one comment. Be Real 97 says, this guy committed the crime of murder, period. I agree that the young lady should have told her partner, especially that she was HIV positive and engaged in unprotected sex. Both of them should have been more responsible. The guy needed to wear a condom, and the female should have educated her partner and let him make the choice. I pray that her children who discovered their mom's body grow up without the damage that this traumatic incident can cause. I can pray for both victims' family. In reality, the both the murdered and the murderer are victims. I don't know what life is like when you're HIV positive, but I can imagine how hard it is to tell someone, especially when we African Americans choose to tune out of the discussion of sex and STDs within our community. Be responsible, be safe, be your own advocate. Go check, talk, and learn, and you can avoid this unfortunate outcome. You are your best advocate. That's Be Real. And then I have one more comment, and somebody responding as well. Snuggled the Cat said, I found it's damn near useless to discuss this issue with other black people or people of color. Most do not care, as many of them use social networking sites to find sex partners, and those type of people rarely get tested for HIV and other STDs and STIs. I agree with your comment wholeheartedly, and I advocate people being responsible for their own health and behavior. as well as the human being of the well-being of others. When you don't subscribe to the I'm grown mindset, you're often frowned upon and asked, "What if the business is it of it? What business is it of yours?" It's all of our business since it's preventable disease, not to mention the fact that it's intentionally spread without a care in the world. And why would they if their life is And why would they if their life has been altered? I'll take being shunned for speaking in favor of responsible behavior any day. Life is short enough as it is. So very thoughtful comments from some of our listeners. And obviously this is a incident that shook the African American community. So most of our African American listeners have very strong things to say about it. It does concern me a little bit that some of our Latino people haven't discussed it at all. So I'm not sure what that's an indicator of. You know, I didn't get any comments from anybody that was Latino, which is kind of weird. I have very opinionated friends out there and people in our community, so I'm not sure what that's about. I don't know. Maybe it's not hitting close enough home for them, but we definitely will have some more conversation and more engagement around HIV protection, testing. I mean, you know, people just understanding their status and understanding that, you know, if they do find out that they're HIV positive, it's not a death sentence, but there's a certain responsibility that comes, and you have to be mindful of the health of the ones that you claim to love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that's the best way I could say it. So, I don't know. So that's you know, health chat. You know, again, you know, we're gonna develop the segment, but we really want to be able to talk about all different types of things. I mean, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about World Suicide Prevention Day, and we want to just remind you again that the website for that is suicidehotlines.com. And it's 1-800-LIFENET is another number that is a great resource for people who may feel suicidal or maybe going through an emotional crisis and just need somebody to talk to. They're there to listen to you, and, you know, hopefully they'll be able to make a difference when nobody else could, you know. If you're wondering what to expect when you call, if you never actually called a suicide hotline, the people that are answering the phone are actually imperfect humans who are just like you, and they just really want to help you. Most of them are volunteers. There's no paid staff that really does that kind of crisis work. Those are mostly people who, you know, who really have it in their heart to help people. They may have their own experiences with depression, so they may understand you better. They may have people in their families that are depressed, or they may have had somebody that killed themselves in their family, and they just want to help other families not have to deal with that. The educational levels will be different, you know, there'll be different types of people. Some may be training to be a doctor or another professional. Some may have had special training or certifications that specifically relate to, you know, so they're studying, you know, like psychology, for example, social work. At the end of the day, they're there to listen. They're there to help you talk, and they're really because they don't want you to commit suicide. They don't want you to die. They don't want you to do something that's going to impact you and your family. You know, so that's it. The number, again, is 1-800-SUICIDE, and you can go to suicide.com if you want to get information to different hotlines across the country, some local, some national. And that's it, you know. Save somebody you love, you know. Listen out, and I guess in future shows we could talk about some of the warning signs and things, some, you know, I mean, maybe you could talk. I mean, you worked with a lot of different populations. Can you talk about some of the warning signs of, like, what?
Of suicide or depression?
Yeah, like people who are just, you know, they're out of it. Like, you know, just, what are some of the warning signs of somebody who's really just not all there and that may need somebody to talk to?
A lot of times people who are, have signs of suicidal ideations, they'll give you warning signs. They'll tell you, or they'll do something to kind of show you. Some of them may be blatant. Some of them may be where you have to kind of dig a little to see. Depression is something that unfortunately comes in all different shapes and sizes. So one big thing within the depression that we're seeing now is employment being a big factor. So lack of employment, underemployment, being a huge contributor to people who are depressed. and having these depressive episodes, and then that leading to suicidal ideations. So, I would say just always keep track of your loved ones, of your friends. A lot of times people who are depressed, they want to sleep all day. They have a lot of insomnia because their mind is going, you know, 1,000 miles a minute, so they're not able to really sleep, you know, to stay, to go to sleep at normal hours. And a lot of times people who are depressed lash out on the people they love the most. So if you see someone who's very irritable, who is just kind of jumpy and jittery, that's another sign of depression, which can lead to suicide. So, as a healthcare professional myself, I've seen all very different types of cases of people, you know, loved ones who have said, I've never even thought that so-and-so would be capable of attempting suicide. And then there's other people who, like, yeah, there's history of mental illness in the family, and, you know, the grandmother committed suicide, the mother attempted suicide, you know, so it really does come in all different shapes and sizes, so to say. So just my biggest key would be just to make sure that you kind of see those warning signs, changes in behavior, and just keep an eye out for that, especially parents of preteen and teenage kids, and even the 8 and 9 year olds too. These kids are growing up so fast these days, and depression and peer pressure and just everything that's out there really is making these kids grow up a lot quicker than they're mentally prepared to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's about it for our show. You have any shout outs that you want to do real quick?
I do. I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone who listened tonight. It was definitely a different kind of show, and this is what we live for. This is what I live for when I do Capicu Radio. Looking forward to the 29th at LPN Harmony. I definitely was going to stay at Notice Lounge. Wow, I had a time capsule lapse right now. Evil Olive, you hear me? At LPN Harmony at the next Capicu with X-Mental University, X-Mental Inc. And shout out to my boyfriend, who I haven't shouted out in a while, who cooked me dinner tonight. So he deserves a big shout out. I love you, babe.
June Soto. Absolutely. Big shout out to June Soto. I just want to give a shout out to everybody from MTV, from Damian Break, and my boy Loquissimo. You know, we really hope that this young man takes his career very far. And we were happy to have him here tonight. We're going to be hearing more of his music as he progresses in his career. And I just want to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors, Flaco Coquito. We want to give a shout-out to Arepa Mia. We want to give a shout-out to RiceandBeans.net. We want to give a shout-out to SofritoForYourSoul.com and everybody that's part of the Capicu family. Follow us on Capicu Culture on Twitter. We're about to hit that 4,000 mark for the end of the week. So we definitely got a lot of listeners that are, you know, hitting us up on Twitter and letting us know what they want to hear. So our show would evolve. We'll see you on the 24th as far as this show's concerned. So next Monday, if you have that time set aside already, just go ahead and listen to one of our podcasts. All right? Thank you. Have a great night.
Copy!